Don't know what to say. Help me, man.
It's had that football weather. Ain't no sweat and leather. Put your edges together. Get your shit together. Cause I like it wild. The weather.
Look, if I would have kept that up in high school, I probably would have been decent by this age. Yeah, because like me and my homegirl Nia used to be like Issa Rae, except like I would be the mirror and she would be the reflection type thing. Like, so when she would start, I finish. Like, this should be hilarious. Yeah, that's what.
Oh, freestyle champion.
Yeah, that's where
Oh no. That's where what?
That's where the H-E-N-B's came from.
Oh, no. I knew it was coming.
Yeah, the H-E-N-B's. The hell no, bitches. Because we always be like, hell no. And we were some bitches. Yeah. But we was the good bitch, though. Like, we was the bitch that y'all wanted around.
Okay. Yeah. Hell no.
We be like, bitches. Man, that's my bitch. Like we was that bitch.
So you've been bitching all the time.
I have. I just couldn't admit it because my mama had said that I can't use that word because it was bad.
You know why I didn't use the word bitch? It wasn't because my mama said or nothing. And mind you, she said no to everything. Okay. Uh-huh. No curse word was allowed. I didn't curse for real, like heavily, like until I was way in my mid-20s. Like,
oh, for real?
There was no point. I had a very, very high vocabulary, like... There was no point. And the people that I was talking to, there's no point. Like, yeah, it was all church people mostly, so.
Yeah, so they definitely didn't use profanity.
Okay, so we just don't use those words over here. And then everybody else who I would hang out with was only, like, singing people, and they always sounded weird when they curse. Like, when Beyonce curses, it's like that. It's a little strange.
I know exactly what you mean. It's almost like... like your ears are frowning.
Nigga, it's like, you didn't really say those. It's every early Beyonce when she cursed, it was crazy. It was, I don't give a damn. And it's like how my sister curses currently. Like my sister.
That is hilarious.
Who's like right above me. She curses hilariously. Like she says no real bad word. Like it's still hell, damn. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It scared the hell out of me. Huh?
Oh, okay.
Who said, ma'am?
Like, is it a little hell or a lot of hell?
Which is why my low curse word is shit. So, shit is everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, imagine to my mother just being like, shit. But, no, I didn't say bitch a lot because it was used very heavily by the gay men in my life. And I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated it. It's like, shut up, bitch. when a gay man calls you a bitch, not like in a friendly way, but like when they call you a bitch and they, you know, calling you a bitch, it's just weird. It's like, y'all let him call you a bitch?
Right. How are you
that
feeling?
Bitch. You let him call you a bitch? I don't like that.
That's still an insult.
I don't like that. You insulting. So then by the time they were saying it like in a loving way, I was like, I heard you say it before. You really don't mean it.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, no, because bitch is bitch and bitches are everywhere.
Yeah.
And the proverbial bitch, you know, I feel like bitch is genderless. So is nigga. And actually, nigga is not just genderless, but it's also raceless.
Ooh.
Okay. Say y'all it. Motherfuckers did that. Remember,
that's funny.
Y'all did that. Y'all want to say niggas, okay?
And that's so funny.
Now you a nigga.
why do we hold on to it like other people can't say it, but yet we say that it doesn't affect us? That shit's funny.
I mean, you know, we got to be able to fight somebody for something. Like dead ass. If there's one thing that we should, you know what I mean, still get to slap the shit out of somebody over, is them saying the hard R. That's great. But what can I say to you that's going to offend you besides calling you a racist?
Ugh. Right, because that's the worst. Like, that's
calling you a Karen. You mean calling you an actual woman's name? Right. It's so offensive to you. Then you're mad at me. That's racist. So, hello. Speaking of racist, if you see a group of white women with a black male, right?
Wait, let me set it up.
My bad.
No, because I mean, it keeps getting a little cringy. Now, these white women are all at this black man's home. This black man is a rich early 30 something.
Okay.
They are all at his house playing his video games and sitting and watching Jeffrey Dahmer.
Wait, I'm sorry. So how many women?
It was 2, 4, 5.
And just him?
5 to his 1. Correct.
And they were watching Jeffrey Dahmer?
The girls were. Well, 4 of the girls were.
And these women are caucus?
Yes, of the persuasive.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you see these women, okay, at this black man's home, they are playing his video. Well, one is playing his video game. One is more like him, if you will. Okay. So playing his video games and playing his sports. The sports. Okay. But then the other 4 are watching Jeffrey Dahmer, and then they suggest that they play a game. And it was cups stacking. But at the bottom of the cups, the prize, what do you think the prize was? What could be a more racist prize that you can give somebody at the end of the cup? It was a little bar of chocolate. And all I thought was, that's funny. Now, that's funny. It could have been a banana. I know you guys are thinking a banana, but a banana doesn't fit underneath a red cup. Nope. It was just a bar of chocolate. And they thought it was just so funny. And I laughed because now that's comedy. You're their little bar of chocolate.
I'm dead.
So, I mean, I felt like that was the most racist thing I saw about it. The other part that was actually quite hilarious was the fact that one of the girls was like, oh, okay, yeah, you work out, but you forgot your legs. Why you skip leg day? Damn. And that's hilarious.
Damn.
Also.
Hilarious.
Oh. Nice. So, today was an eventful day. I'll get into it in just a second, because now I want to hear a lovely tune.
All right, because we didn't do no intro.
Yeah, no, but we will right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
You ready for it?
Oh, yeah.
And it goes a little something like this shit. Okay.
I just need some profit trying to drop tops and be ignorant. I just need some crop from thoughts that ain't looking for benefit. I just need a bitch to say it's mine and I ain't hit it yet. I don't need no sugar coat and tell me what you really meant. Young black rich and innocent, we ain't even sinners yet. Stunting like I got it, think it's mine, no bitch, I rented it. Remember I was struggling, hustling, dreamed it up and living it. Hoes I used to pray for, I don't pay them hoes attention, shit.
Louis Gucci Prada, ayy, new Balenciaga, ayy. Got a brand new chopper, I will use if it's a problem, ayy. Yada, yada, bitch, please close your mouth, I can't hear nada, ayy. I put that on mamas, ayy, I put that on mamas, ayy. Bitch, don't tell me where you been, just tell me where you finna go. Hustlin' on the block, we used to bet that on a 10 or 4. Young nigga just in it, now he record up a Interscope. Bitch, don't tell me where I been, bitch, you see I'm finna. I pull up on extra brand new coupe, yeah, bitch, we flexing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's how I felt.
That shit bang.
Hurry. Okay, so... almost blew our tops off.
A man. I was like, wait a minute, wait.
That's how I wanted to bang in your systems.
Damn, these headphones work real good.
See, that's what happened when you turned your... Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Okay. Anywho.
Y'all know I'll be always over here struggling and shit.
But not really. That was loud as fuck.
It was.
Welcome to the Ratchet Alities podcast.
I'm your TT Camille J.
Woo, and I'm your TT Aaron. And guess what? We here. I don't know if she queer, but we close.
Doing the most.
Period. Oh, come on. Oh. She's getting good.
Watch out now.
She's getting good. She sounds like she's been doing this for a while. Oh, they say Tim is approaching with my order. Tim.
Oh, Tim.
When they tell me Tim is approaching, guess what it's going to take Tim? Another like 5 15 minutes.
Oh, I was going to say 15.
I mean, the 15 would be nice, but we right here. Like, you know what I mean? I've seen people make full U-turns.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen people park across the street and then walk. I've seen them pass. I've seen them eat my food.
Wait. You seen the delivery people eating your food?
Nigga. Okay, so one time, right? Story time. So one time pre-pandemic, right? Or maybe it was during pandemic. It could have been during pandemic. And I lived in the middle of a city that did not believe in deliveries, okay? It didn't believe in deliveries. Now, at the time, where shit is popping off, okay? You can't really go anywhere. And we were booed up, okay? Mm-hmm. Booed up, all right? We was out here. And I had ordered, I want to say Long John Silver. I wanted a shrimp taco.
Okay.
And at the time, that was the only thing that was close that had a shrimp taco. Mm-hmm. No Mexican restaurant was open at that time. And I see the person, Pat, like, they never came down my block. You know, when you see it on the app,
yeah,
you see the car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they came up. I had a one-way street, right? They went down the street ahead of mine that was one way, the other direction, right?
Right.
So then they turned the other direction and went back like, oh, you can't find my house. I see them go up, go around, and then park on my block, but down.
Past your house.
Right. The next block over, right? I see them park there. When I tell you, they said that it was delivered. They never got out of their car. I could see them from the corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They never got out of the car. They just hit deliver and kept fucking driving. And I said, oh. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep, beep. Y'all know how I'm going to call somebody. And I did.
Oh, yeah.
And they, you know, refunded my money. But I still find it to be interesting how people really do be out here just eating other people's food. Like, I mean, I guess DoorDash is a hustle or Uber Eats is a hustle if you're hungry.
I guess, but I'm thinking, like, if you have a car for you to do the door of the dashing, mm-hmm, and you hungry like that, you got some other priority issues.
I mean, maybe. What if you just like stealing?
I can't.
If you like stealing,
I can't.
Then maybe not, because I'm just saying that would be a nice little come up. What's y'all like policy? Maybe I want to call them and be like, hey, real quick. Right. Say I order food and I never got my drink. And I didn't tell y'all, right, that I never got my drink. But I know for a fact I ordered this drink.
Yeah.
What happens to the driver? Like,
nothing.
Can they just keep driving to drive another day?
Yeah. Like,
mm-hmm. You could just fuck up and they just pay for your shit?
Pretty much.
Oh. Well, scammers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
If you're out there, listen in. If you're out there listening to us for any sort of hope in the world, please know Walmart is still letting you steal.
Oh,
and
man.
And so is DoorDash, okay? Go out there.
Go frolic and mingle
Go
in the
frolic
world.
And take somebody else's food. Eat and drink till you can't eat and drink anymore. So, yeah, we also.
Oh, yeah. Oh, to pick up from the last episode. We talking about the women's again.
Oh, women them.
Because y'all, I know I'm part of the y'all, but
yeah,
but
I miss y'all too.
But not this sentence.
Not on this one.
We keep mismanaging pussy every day, and nobody is ever talking about this, okay?
Oh, my God.
So I know a lot of women that be so quick to say, you know, men be thinking what they did. You know, the first thing they do, you know, they be getting right all up in the sheet, and then they be fucking whoever they want to. But whole time, ma'am, when your feelings hurt, you be trying to put the p- pussy on whoever trying to come around, mm-hmm. or whoever ain't even coming around.
Yeah.
So when your pussy, we got air quotes around
when
pussy.
Your puss is out here loose, then what you gonna do? That's what I got for y'all.
To get that goose.
Oh.
And we ain't talking about the gray one, okay? Because that make you do some things you will regret in the morning.
Oh, God.
Like mismanage your pussy. So you can't just keep dropping shit on people. Excuse me. On people, okay? Regardless of who the puss is on. You can't. You cannot.
Yo, all I imagine is when women catch a man cheating and they go, oh, so you just slipped and fell into some pussy? So now I'm like, oh, so you just slipped and fell on a dick?
Yeah.
You just dropped the puss on you?
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. Put the pussy on.
Y'all gotta stop dropping the puss on randoms. And by randoms, I mean people with,
this list can be very long.
Because the list is a variable. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But I will say people who have vices that will either disrespect whatever boundaries you have.
Right.
Stay away from those type of people. Mm-hmm. Stay away from also people who just don't, they ain't on what you own. And y'all kind of know what that looks like.
Right.
You go into a place, any establishment, make it a gas station. Mm-hmm. As you're walking into the gas station, come with me. You walk in and then you have the nigga who's outside standing at the door. Is that nigga on what you on?
Nope. Don't put the pussy on him.
Then you got the nigga who's, I don't know, stocking the shelves in the gas station. Are you dropping the pussy on him?
No, because he don't make enough. So don't put the pussy on him.
Mm-hmm. What about the nigga who's filling up his gas tank outside? You know what I mean? He don't look like he on no fuck shit, but he look like he on what you on. Do you put the pussy on him? Maybe. The fuck? You don't know. But guess what you don't do? You don't just drop the pussy on him just because he outside pumping his fucking gas. It's what you not doing.
Yeah.
You don't even know this man. Mm-hmm. Is what I'm saying. You don't know this woman. You don't know none of that shit.
None.
So maybe you find somebody who's on what you on, right?
And that person is usually your damn self. Because you wouldn't mismanage anything if you knew how to handle it in the first place.
If the goose is loose,
hey,
who you going to give it to?
Put the pussy on.
I will say, as long as y'all are out here being safe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But y'all really got to discuss what your safety looks like, because a lot of y'all are being out here and you're unsafe, okay? I don't know who told you bitches that you were, but, you know, look at your friend group.
Are they really your friends? Like, really, are they your
friends? Are you safe with these bitches? Think about it. Like, for real, something happened in your life. Do they know who to contact in case something happens?
Right.
No, that bitch is not safe. If she don't know you, don't know where you came from, can't find the nearest hotel, hospital, any of those things, that bitch ain't safe. You are not safe.
Hell no.
Get up out of there. Yeah. Get up out that jam.
Don't put yourself in those positions. Because we keep getting there.
Yeah.
For no reason.
None at all. But I want y'all to really, you know, figure it out. Stop being so loose with your goose. Keep your pocketbooks, you know, dust it off, but also, you know, protect them. Put them in the bags.
Put them in the bag.
Wrap them up. Wrap your pussy up, okay? That's what y'all.
Damn, trying to think of a song for that one.
I don't know if there's a Wrap the Pussy Up song, but
it's not.
Not that come to mind. No,
I don't
think of a song. But what I do think of is Booty Call.
Oh my God. That was such a great movie.
That's what I think of when I think of wrapping your pussy.
If I were to make movies, it would be like that.
About wrapping your pussy up?
No.
Or about booty calls?
Both.
I would say out of all of those like 90s like man trying to get pussy movies, none are better than How to Be a Player.
Oh my.
That movie. Man. I learned so much.
I did too.
I learned so much. It either teaches you, A, to be one of those women or be a Katrina. Right. Which is still one of those women. You're either one of those women or you're his sister. And
yeah,
out of all the women you could be the Katrina.
Please.
You know?
Oh.
Issa Rae.
Oh, How to Be a Player?
If it's a girl led,
if it's a woman, let me see. I don't know. That's a hard one.
Oh, well, no, because she didn't already do it. She's got to have it. So that was decent. But that's why Yvonne Orji, I know she's way too religious, so that's not going to work.
I would do Issa Rae.
That's why I said Issa Rae is really good at that. That would be hilariously good. Okay, I can see that.
Oh, Jess, I can see hilarious that. I fuck would with her. Be a nice fit.
I fuck with her. I fuck with her.
Okay,
good job.
Yeah,
Jess Hilarious would definitely kill that, because you have to be ruthless enough to dismiss each guy in a way where it's like, nah,
it ain't me, B.
You almost got me, but nah,
not today.
Damn. Nah. No. Nah, she a smoochie. Yeah. She a smoochie. Yeah. She is. She's too sweet.
Yeah, she is.
In that, I need somebody who's like, yeah.
Got a little grunge, like a little.
Who? Pretty V. I mean, no, Pretty V is stepping into her acting when she was on Rap Shit. So it's not that I don't feel like she could do it, but I wouldn't want to see her in that role. I want to see her go as serious as she can go. Go as drama as you can go, because you are so silly that it is great to be able to like take away the character of the silliness and give full, like, not 12 Years a Slave, but you know.
What?
Viola Davis.
Right. Hey, Ratchet fam, if it were to be a female do-over of How to Be a Player, who would be the main character for y'all? Make sure y'all comment.
Put that in there.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a poll. Like, who y'all want to see?
What kind of poll? Like a P-O-L-L or P-O-L-E?
Okay, definitely P-O-L-L. Huh? Who would it be for, guys? It's already there. I don't want to see any more guys do this. It's done. The idea of the player as the man has been done. It's been done.
Just for shits and giggles, I will say Kevin Gates. Just for shits and giggles.
No, that nigga shits mean it. It's, and motherfucking now the giggles. Movie is real. I don't want the movie to be real. That's his real life. I need somebody. Right, that's a documentary.
Damn.
God damn it. That's his real life. But who could probably do it as a movie, even though it's probably his real life too, is DaBaby.
Oh.
I know, but at the same time, I kind of want to see him act. I think it's going to be terrible though.
Really? It's going to be like, yeah. Kevin Hart first starting
like,
off terrible?
No, like 50 Cent.
Oh.
Yeah, Freddie Gibbs is great.
He like, does great in acting, though.
Yeah, I don't, again, that's not, it's too played out. Seeing another guy, Bill Bellamy did such an amazing job. I don't want to see no young nigga try to do that. I want to see a young lady murder that shit. And the only ones that I think of are like, somebody who's already like a star, like I would want to see like Zendaya do some crazy ass shit, or see if maybe Marseille Martin might pull that shit out of her bag and be like,
now that is who I wanted to see.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
she 18 now, so it's kind of a thing. But that movie had so many like raunchy qualities that it's like she ain't got no dick yet. Let's not do that to her. That
oh, she ain't got no dick yet?
Definitely not.
She's still too innocent looking.
Yeah, nah. Yeah. 18. Mm-mm. Not the way she carry her body. It's a difference.
Yeah.
She reminds me of the little mentees that I used to watch. And there was a few of them who understood their body and you was fucking early. Mm-hmm. The way you carry yourself is different. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, an actress, so I'm doing it for this. Or, oh, I'm a singer. Right. And so I know how to play a role. That's really... You feel that there's a sexiness bone that flew through your body.
Mm-hmm.
And more than likely, you're going to sleep with more than just your boyfriend. But you may have a boyfriend and you may fuck his brains out because you don't know what the fuck to do with all of this shit going right. on. Like,
I remember writing a note to this guy. Mm-hmm. He's probably still out there. Oh my God. Ricky LeBlanc. What's his name?
LeBlanc.
LeBlanc. I was like, oh, where your people from?
Wow. Wow. Was he Creole?
I don't know what that nigga was.
LeBlanc.
But I remember writing him a letter talking about some, I want to suck your dick until it's purple.
Wow.
And I hadn't even sucked a dick before.
Wow.
And obviously I haven't, because I said I wanted to do it until it was purple. That yeah. means it's dead. That's nasty.
Yeah, I can see. No, I did not. Well, I was very much so a typical black girl at the time, where I did not suck dick.
No, I definitely didn't.
I definitely didn't. Mm-hmm. It was not a thing. That was the white girls for that. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
But we knew that y'all knew. And
that part.
Only thing that we could do was either watch and learn or be mad. So you got one or two. It's always, you know, there are always options.
Yeah.
But more than likely it's going to be like either you're going to be hating on them and you mad, or you're going to be like, that girl sucked some dick.
Right.
That's crazy.
You did great job. You had braces.
I can't. You know what? I don't even do that.
So I can't get mad.
So I can't even get mad.
That part.
As opposed to, I don't do that. Should nobody do that. Bitch, somebody got to do it.
Every job need a worker.
Absolutely. It's not until, you know, you find a pretty dick and you're like,
I don't mind.
You know what? I want to suck your dick.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop.
Oh, my God, is it lollipop. Clean? Yeah. You know? You just... Yum. So there's those. And then.
Oh, wait a minute. So I am scrolling on the Twitter.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
I know people have their fetishes.
Oh, no.
I understand that.
Why is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I always got to preface it before I say it, and I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So I come across, my wife just wants to have fun. I said, oh, no. So I get the scrolling.
Uh-huh.
I said, I really hope this is not going to be what I think it is. Scroll past this one video, and the caption reads, masturbating while my wife rides her bull. I said, oh, bull?
Was it the leather seat with the dick on it, bull?
No, it was a black man. So.
Oh, wow.
I said, yep, this is exactly what the fuck I thought it was.
You guessed it. I didn't. I was off. Totally off. Okay.
Wow. And instantaneously, my brain went into a spasm, because the only thing that came to mind was buck busting. Okay. So like at this time, so like when you. Yeah.
Why
yeah.
is that the only thing that came to mind?
I mean, that was the. That was
I have
the,
so many things that come to mind.
I know, but that was the first thing that came to mind, because this white man is enjoying seeing his white wife being fucked by this black man.
So he's a cuckold.
And you're. And yeah, that's. Wow.
Okay. He's a cuckold.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know. Here, okay, silver lining. Ready?
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, here's a silver lining. If he feels as if, right,
mm-hmm.
his wife is clearly attracted to a white man, she married him. They might have kids. You share a bloodline with them.
Mm-hmm.
But his hall pass, or her hall pass, may be, if you're going to fuck anybody else, it can't be somebody who you would marry or whom you would have kids with. What if it's that? Mm-mm. What if, nah. Yes, you can sleep with somebody else, but they have to be a black guy. It has to be not somebody, not some white guy.
No, I don't like
what
it.
If he feels like, you'll like leave it. Me for another white guy, but for a black guy, he'll cheat on you.
I don't like it. No, I don't fucking like it. Nope. I don't. Nope. Nope. You can't.
What if he feels like.
No, because at this point, now this man is looking at this other man like, okay, well, he's giving it to my wife the way that I know that I can. And even in one of the videos, he was like, how's it feel? So much better than yours. I was like, oh my God.
Well, it may be humiliation kink, in which case. That's also okay if that's what their consent is. Clearly, they do porn because it's on the internet. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's beyond me. So I'm just gonna. I just had to mention it because you know what the fuck.
Well, what makes you uncomfortable about it, TT Camille?
Racism? The fuck? What? I don't, can we start there?
So it's racist for him or racist for? Right. That's what I'm like. What makes it racist?
I don't know.
Because technically the.
Because him calling it him a bull, like that's that part, like a bull. I don't like what's the terminology. Like is that something in the
I've never heard that in the kinky language?
Yeah.
I've heard people say they're gonna ride somebody like a bull. That's why I was like, I've heard of mechanical bulls. I've heard of the saddle seats with the dicks on them, and some people have called it a bull.
Yeah.
Again. If it's a big black dick that's strong like a bull, I'm, again, not offended by any of this shit. I'm glad it's bull and not a monkey. Okay, wait, let me see that. No. I have to read this out loud.
Okay.
Because this is what the definition says of a bull. A sexually dominant male who, for fun or financial gain, cuckolds and humiliates husbands while servicing their wives. Yes.
What?
My wife and I are new to... Okay, so this is the description for it. It goes, my wife and I are new to kink and BDSM, but watching that bull with her for hours was the most impressive thing I've ever seen.
For hours? Okay. It ain't my arena, so I'm not going to comment.
I mean, it's kind of mine, because if I wanted to pick somebody... I would have to feel that, you know what I mean? They would have to feel that same way.
Huh.
He's not going to watch. He don't care about that shit. Huh. He ain't nothing to do with him. The fact that his wanting to give pleasure, or it pleases him to see his partner with another person, that's a real thing.
Yeah, it is. So I'm just saying that shit ain't for me.
That's compersion. That's compersion. When you feel pleasure or, you know, happiness, happy feelings for seeing your partner with another person.
So you couldn't be like,
this girl going down on your dude, you're not allowing it. And you just sit in the corner and watch it.
No.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
It doesn't bring her pleasure.
No, right, at all. So what's the point of me? No. Mm-mm.
The thing would be.
Okay.
You fuck his pleasure. This is what she just said.
Okay,
fuck
well.
Your pleasure, sir.
I'm just saying, it's got to be a median somewhere, because you're a yes, I'm a no, and it's like, hey, so.
Where's maybe?
It's got to be some type of compromise somewhere, and hey, but
that's what I'm saying. It's the idea that yes, he could get pleasure from watching you please another woman, but you couldn't do it for him.
Right. I mean, like, if that's the way you feel, because that's how you feel. I don't feel that way.
You're not supposed to laugh at her feelings.
I don't care if he do. I give no
fucks. You're not supposed to laugh.
I'm just saying, like, because if you feel the way that you do, mm-hmm. like, toward me, that doesn't mean I have to reciprocate that just because you like that. Because those are your feelings.
I feel you. That could just be, you know, anybody being with your person you may not necessarily like. So I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of lesbianism, let's talk about why... we didn't last in high school sports. Okay, so
hey man.
what's really strange, and although not, because if you know me, then you know exactly who I am and how I am with people. Mm-hmm. And you know that it does not matter who the person is who is on the receiving end of my friendship. Okay.
Right.
So a lot of my friends in high school were girls who were considering being lesbian, and girls who fully were like, I'm not. Like,
and made
it
apparent.
It was both. It was like one that was just like, I'm strictly dickly. And yeah. Then the other ones who was like, this is my girlfriend, Tangela. Tangela? But you're white. Tangela likes you? She's black. That's wild. Y'all, wait, so y'all an interracial lesbian couple?
Yeah, this is interesting.
Amazing. Like, that, I didn't have, like, any breaks of any of that. It was just immediately, here are your friends. So I was like, oh, shit, okay. Okay. None of them bitches played sports, though. Like, not well. Okay? None of them. None of them. Like, sports bitches were not my thing. Like, I've been on the tennis club. I was like, no thanks. I was on the swim team. I stayed there. I was on volleyball team. I stayed there for as long as I was at school. I was the manager of the football team, the defensive line. I was.
So how are you interconnected with sports and you don't even like it?
Cause, you know, after you date sports guys and then you're not playing a sport anymore, it's not fun.
Oh, I get it.
When you're both in the sport and you're both like heavily working out and watching games and being concerned with who players and stats are, then I get it. But nigga, I was singing. Once I started singing, like for real, I was barely at the school. So it was just like, you gonna catch me when you catch me. Like, I was there for swim because swim was in the mornings. Uh-huh. So that was like 6 a.m. All right. I'm out here. My first two periods of, my first period of school was gym, which I did swimming. I did aquatics so I can swim. Mm-hmm. So I could just be at the fucking pool already. I was already there.
Right.
Go ahead and make my next class the swim class. I don't give a fuck. Most of the black girls, I got to teach how to swim anyway.
Yeah, I don't know how to swim.
It's not a lot of lesbians on the swim team. It wasn't a lot of people on the swim team. Also, that wasn't a thing. But it just wasn't a thing. Hmm. But all the gay girls were basketball. Or field hockey.
Or lacrosse.
We didn't have a girls lacrosse team. We just had field hockey. Sorry. The boys had the lacrosse team. The girls had field hockey. And then there was, soccer. There's a couple gay girls in the soccer team, but I wasn't friends with them. I dated a white boy on the soccer team. But I wasn't friends with the girls on the girls' soccer team.
I never dated a white guy.
But back to your sports. We'll get back to you not dating Caucasoids.
I just can't. I can't. Okay. Yeah, so.
I can't.
I just can't. So sports. I tried out for the basketball team in, this is crazy, in seventh grade. And I made it.
That's when you're supposed to.
Right. I made it and. Nope, didn't come to the last tryout, so I didn't make it. Like, so I was on it and then wasn't on it.
He was never really on the team.
I said, y'all, my period started that day. I was cramping, like, I was trying to get up, and they was looking at me like, oh, that's so okay.
Bitch, we worked through our cramps. What you talking about?
Right, and I'm like,
we all cramping right now. Right.
Oh, angry.
You gotta relax. Take it out on the court.
Right, tried it again in high school, sophomore year. Nope. Couldn't do it. Wind up having something going on. Oh my God. What's this pain? Had to get a shot in my ass.
I'm sorry.
Had to get a shot in my ass.
Your ass.
All I wanted to do was play.
So you wanted to play basketball?
I thought I wanted to.
Okay.
I thought I did. But then, you know, it was a couple of girls on the team and, you know, they doing their thing. But then slowly the team of girls really just started looking like just a team. It wasn't a team of girls. It was a team. I was like, oh.
They would have turned you before the
transitioning.
Tide.
I said, oh.
Winter is coming.
Oh, yeah. It was one chick. When I tell you, she was turning bitches out left and right. But she wasn't even trying to. She wasn't trying to. No. She wasn't even that type. She wasn't even that type of person. I didn't know what to say.
I'm that type of lady, ma'am, sir.
Schmadam. I don't want to be offensive, guys. We don't want to be canceled.
I fuck with a lot of y'all, so y'all already know what it is. I got mad, you know, studs, dykes, films.
Yeah,
both.
I really don't care what the fuck your sexual preference is. I don't. It ain't got shit to do with me because I just.
Whatever. I just be like, let them titties out. Like, I don't even understand. Put them out. Bitch, you got titties. And most of the bitches got big ass titties and fat asses. And
yes,
you are just not doing the world justice by hiding it with that 4X tee. It's nuts.
It's not fair.
At this point, I'm mad. So put your titties out. Put your titties up.
Get it? It's nuts.
It's nuts. Lift them titties up. Put them out there. But I want to see them. See, that's also why I probably that's all. Okay, never mind. Okay. I'll get there. I'll get there.
Okay.
Back to basketball. So you genuinely liked basketball?
Not necessarily. I just wanted something to do, honestly.
I was about to say, that's really cool. Basketball is literally the only sport that I do not and cannot play. I did not understand basketball for the life of me for like forever.
For real?
I've watched wrestling. I'm a diehard wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. I've watched it since I was born, and I watched football since I was born. Now, mind you, it's not like I didn't grow up in a Bulls household. I watched basketball, but ask me what any of the positions are. I don't fucking know.
Oh, yeah.
Football, it was a lot more positions, but it's a lot more to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And I understood it. Boxing, easy. I understood it. Hockey, I understood it. Basketball, who the fuck is that? Why they only got six? Is it six or is it five people out here? Who, which one is the forward? And then you say power forward. How many forwards you got out there? What's the big man? Is he the forward? And then I'm just all confused by the end of that. And they're like, yeah. Then I'm like, well, how are y'all points racked up? Like other things I can see how the points matter. How much is, wait, so are you getting each rebound or is it like each point that you made off of the rebound? Or is it based off of you touched it? That is assist. That's a lot. That's a lot. I don't get it.
So basically you're saying that your brain computes complex things.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Simple things I want to make complex.
Okay. I got you.
Totally.
Damn.
So basketball, didn't get it. Can't shoot it. My sister played it. I was like, that's cool. She's tall. I get it.
Can't play it.
I wasn't that tall. Couldn't shoot it.
I felt like that was a bar. Like,
couldn't do it.
Wasn't tall. Couldn't shoot it. Nigga small. Couldn't do it. Like, you know.
Nigga, I was a gymnast. I was like, fuck this. I'm going to just flip over couches. I ain't got time for this.
That is
I learned how to be a ninja.
Ooh.
Shout out to Krishan. Blueface, thank you for beating up her daddy if her daddy used to beat her. Thank you for beating him up. Also, Krishan, put that tooth back in your mouth. Oh. I don't have time for this. There's literally a whole thread of Twitter people, okay,
mm-hmm,
who have now felt so comfortable with showing their toothlessness. And I'm going to tell you right now, like, it's baddies without teeth is on Twitter right now.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God, it is multiple bad bitches out here who don't have teeth. Now, mind you, I know some of y'all going to be like, what the fuck?
If y'all could see my face.
What the fuck? You a bad bitch. How you ain't got no teeth, right? And then you forget that bad bitches be going through shit, right? Bad bitches always got something going on.
Yeah, they regular people.
They regular people, but they also be having like the most horrendous shit be happening to them, right? So one of the girls says,
do you think that's because they mismanaged their pussy?
It's beyond pussy. It's beyond pussy. When you pretty, when you got pretty privilege early on in life.
Yeah, yeah. That's a different effect.
And then the internet is now popular where all you got to do is just be cute. Like when that's like the goal and you have already been the bar.
Yeah.
Bad shit just happens to you in life. Like I don't know no bad bitch who ain't had something happen with a baby daddy or, you know, mama who don't love them or, you know, right, used to get their face blued up. I don't know. But, yeah, right? So I find this one video totally not looking for baddies with no teeth. Okay. I was not searching this. Okay. So she was making like a little comedy, little TikTok or whatever. She posted it to her Twitter. Everybody in the Twitter comments, where the fuck is your teeth at? You got the nerve to, you know, be talking about somebody in your TikTok video, but you ain't grew out your grown teeth yet. Like just full going in on her, right? She responds with another one of her TikTok videos and goes, you know, for the people over here, because clearly she has a lot of followers on TikTok, right? She goes, for the people over here, you know, this should explain it very quickly. Goes into a story about how she was bulimic a good 15 years of her life. Now, mind you, she's only like 23.
Wow.
Okay. Bulimic, throwing up so often, making herself throw up after every meal is what she said. For 15 years, she threw up after every meal she had.
Poor body.
The bile and acid
rotted her teeth
out. And she said, I only got a good, 8 to 10 left. She was like, but I have dentures. My teeth are in my pocket, for anybody who asked. I just thought it was just so funny that I had, she was like, the joke that she was telling, she was like, I just had to get it out. I don't really give a fuck. You can see me with my teeth in on this video, blah, blah, blah. Explained it so easily. Other videos, still a bad bitch, got her teeth in. Had nothing to do with that. And then some of the videos ain't got her teeth because she ain't got no fucking teeth. And that's what it is, right? But then everybody like, well, you got all these followers. You got all this money now. It's not that she has all this money now. Y'all don't fucking know her pockets.
Right.
But, go ahead, buy some teeth. Okay. Somebody, I go to her page. Now I'm interested.
Mm-hmm.
Go to her page. Her retweets are of other bitches who ain't got teeth. Fine as shit. Right? What the fuck? I start clicking. Another girl goes, got to smile through it all. And as she's smiling, she ain't got no, the first front 6 teeth. Doesn't have those, right? People heating her up in the comments. Bitch, you be posting about designer and shit. You be getting these things, da 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 da. And she goes, well, for anybody who knows why I don't have my teeth, I fell on my face. But how she fell? She passed out. She had a blackout.
Wow.
Just had a blackout. And from the impact of her hitting her face, she was concussed for 3 weeks.
Damn.
And has no teeth. She said, at this point, I'm just waiting for implants. But they're $6,000 a pop. So which one of y'all gonna pay my $20,000? You know what I mean? Which one of y'all gonna pay my $24,000 to get these teeth, since I just so deserve because I get free shit from people watching my videos on the internet?
Why do people have that mindset?
Because beauty, the standard of beauty. It's the way we see when we look at a person and we immediately try to correct whatever's happening.
Yeah.
Because we wanna face tune them in person.
Right. like all your shit is together.
And we don't know, that mirror is going to tell you one thing, and then your camera phone is going to tell you another. Ooh. And then somebody else's camera phone is going to tell you something totally different.
Absolutely.
Remember when all we had was the Star magazine and shit? All the paparazzi mags that they used to sell.
Yeah.
And it would be terrible pictures of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, oh, that person's pregnant, or that person has a rare disease. And the whole time they was just ashy, or they wasn't sucking their stomach in.
Right.
It's like, God damn. Y'all been doing this forever. And people just laughed it off and was like, yeah, completely disregarded that until you had your own phone.
Yeah, but my thing is, though, why y'all up here being keyboard thugs? Because you would never say none of this shit to nobody's face.
Not never.
I mean, even if you do, you must be you a oogly motherfucker.
Well.
Because people who are beautiful naturally, from the inside out, they don't say ugly things.
I told y'all, I don't believe in ugly black people, so.
Yeah. So, I forgot my damn point. Sorry.
Well, we're still talking about, the ideas of beauty, right?
Right. Yeah.
And, again, I don't find...
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. I don't find no black person ugly. But I'm going to tell you what happened earlier today after you tell me what your point
what
was.
What my point was, right.
Because I want to hear it.
Yeah. So if you guys ever were to put anything on the internet,
mm-hmm,
and let 50 million people critique you, how do you think that would look? How do you think that would feel?
You think everybody, all 50 million of them motherfuckers, gonna be like, damn, she fine as hell?
No.
Let me tell y'all right now. It's some of y'all right now, and y'all go to Beyonce Instagram, right? Y'all ain't never gonna see the bad comments because she got somebody working for her to take that shit down, right?
Absolutely.
But on the T pages, somebody gonna be like, man, fuck Beyonce. She ain't even shit. You know what I mean? She can't even sing. Trick Daddy said she can't sing, so. It's always somebody out here who don't fuck with what you're doing. It don't matter if everybody else fuck with it.
Right.
Because if the majority fucks with you, you know something wrong. You a cyborg if you perfect.
Yeah.
You are not real and you are a sociopath.
Yeah, because you people pleasing everywhere. Everywhere, which means you don't know who the fuck you are. So back to knowing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Y'all.
The exhale.
Because this all ties together. Knowing yourself, actual, like, the world standard of beauty. Mm-hmm. And then what happens when you're not able to, you know, fulfill whatever thing that you wanted to. Mm-hmm. So I opened my internets today. I opened my Instagrams. Mm. And I see, you know, a couple notifications. And I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh, somebody must have saw one of my reels or something. Because why the fuck would I have anybody like that? You know what I mean? Just going back. But then it was right. The same person. So I was like, oh, they definitely saw reel. Uh-huh. And now they're just liking my post.
Right.
Right? I don't think they saw a reel. I'm confused as to how they saw my page. It was a lot of videos of my ass. So I'm like, clearly.
Oh, wow. One of those, huh?
It's one of those, right? And I see the name and I'm like, I don't know this person. So it's definitely something from a For You page or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. And then I go to the person's page. And if you look closely...
Is that who I think it is?
Yes, it is who you think it
Girl,
is.
Girl, shut the fuck up.
And I said, shut what the fuck
up, girl?
So child stars, right? Typically, they are, you know, those people that we speak of when it's like, you don't know exactly who you are. And then if you're acting early or you're singing early in life, then you're all like molded into who they want you to be. And a lot of them have like these tragic upbringings and shit like that. But I was so confused as to how this person found me out of all things to go and like all of my pictures randomly. I'm confusion.
Is that really him or is it just one of these pages where...
That's what I thought, right? Until I went on the pages who he's like tagged to and the fact that... What is happening here?
Wow.
What is happening here?
Wow.
What is happening here? So, randomly, if y'all remember hanging with Mr. Cooper...
Y'all...
Yeah. One of the main characters of the fucking show has blown up my Instagram today and I'm confusion. I don't want this attention. I did not ask for this attention, but that ass got that attention.
Yeah.
So if you listen and subscribe, comment, like all that shit. Send some money to the Ratchet Aunties Tatas with TT's Foundation. Because if you still got money, my nigga. If you still got money, my nigga, I would hope that you're not on the internet just out here doing these things. You know, you done got grown. You done got grown.
I don't know. Judging from this, no, ma'am.
You didn't get grown, but you still ain't got it.
Oh shit! I know. Yeah. Hey, man. Like, yeah. That's the squint your
Sometimes
ass.
Sometimes life's been hard,
and I get it.
Life's been hard.
I get it, but that's when you have to look from afar. You know, like Jafar.
Yikes! He did have the Jafar eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all gotta relax.
Y'all like y'all never seen ass before. Like, seriously.
Y'all gotta relax. Because if you didn't see it and you want to see more of it, guess what? You gotta spend some cash to see more of that ass. Only fan link in the bio.
Oh, my bad. I wasn't supposed to laugh. It's October. That's my spooky goblin.
Nice. This October for Halloween, I am now going to be an OnlyFans.
Hey. Turn up somebody.
I'm going to be an OnlyFans. And if you guys know me, you have no idea what this means. y'all better beware. Okay, it's it's time. She hasn't dressed up in a while, but
yes, thank you.
I might bring it out.
Welcome to the wild side.
Oh God, I do not have that, but I did look like I had a wild side. Shout out to my boy Matt on his birthday party, yes, because we saw the video today. My nigga J-Rail shot the video.
Oh, that's what's up.
And I was like, yo, we're going to give you some good footages. And we got great footages of the night. I still want to show you some.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because she still hasn't seen it, so I'm going to hook it up to the big screen in a bit. In a little bit.
I'm so excited.
Yes. But that was actually really, really fun. Like, the video made it seem like we had a lot of fun. And it looked stupid. You know what I mean?
I bet.
But it was actually, it was really good. So yeah, that was good shit. Getting to see that video was pretty dope. So I hope you had a good time on that. Okay, so earlier today, besides running into a child star on the internet.
That was hilarious.
That's just so crazy.
That ass, though.
I'm befuddled. I mean, all the pictures and videos were great videos and pictures of my ass, but my auntie on the internet, she ain't got no ass at all, okay? But she's so cold. I'm going to tell you why she called. Because she's a divorce attorney in Miami.
Okay.
Okay. But I don't even, like, you know when it's, like, so strong that it's like, man, if I call you a bitch, it's going to be bitch like this. Bitch got everything, okay? On her videos, okay? Just on her videos. Mm-hmm. You'll see her popping out with her black, you know, G-Wagon one day, and she might have on colors that are complementary with black. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because she just that type of bitch. But then this hoe got a white G-Wagon. I ain't never seen this lady be married to nobody, Jesus. I don't know if this woman is coupled up or nothing. I know that both of them motherfuckers, she ride them motherfuckers. Both of them. Them both hers. And I said, a bitch who got a black and a white G-Wagon just for her? That's my kind of bitch. And I follow her and call her auntie. I don't give a fuck. She ain't got to have no ass for me to respect her.
Who are we talking about?
Her name is Natasha Main Esquire. She's fucking amazing. And she got everything that I want, Lord. Everything.
Oh, if there's yeah, she a thing, be wearing some badass
if there's
outfits.
A thing that I have ever seen... Okay, like just anything that you could ever possibly dream of. Like, nah, they don't make that. She got it. She got these fucking ear cuffs, bro. They gilded gold.
Yeah.
And the cuffs look like an ear. It's Sharpelli. She got Sharpelli gold. Gold motherfucking ears. Yeah. You got Scarpelli.
Where's she from? Who her people?
I don't know if she's from Miami, but I do know that she in Miami. It's not you. It's this thing. It keeps beep beep, you know?
Wow.
It keeps leaning over because of this guy. Hold on while I fix my mic. And she goes, wow, on this lady's page.
I can't believe it because her content is great. You know when you go to people's pages and you're pleased with what you see? As far as how the page is set up, yeah, it's aesthetically pleasing, it's colorful. And then, too, like, they're not just boring shots. I can't stand when people just have faces on faces of their face on their page. It's like, that's the only thing you got? That's the only thing you got to give? With that one leg hiked up and then having the super cinched in waist, even though we know that your arms is so much bigger than that motherfucking cinched in waist. I'm just talking because yikes. I'm a motherfucking woman and I can do that. Ladies, stop doing that. Don't do that shit.
I mean, if you like that shit, go back to the 80s with a power suit. With the shoulder pads.
Hey.
Go full. Put a thick ass belt on like we used to wear.
Oh my God.
Y'all remember how thick belts used to be? Like, not thick as in like, oh, this belt is like thick in
material.
In thickness or material.
Right.
No, thick as in the goddamn band was like a good hand size.
It was wide.
It was wide as fuck.
Yeah.
And it would, and some of them laced.
Hold on.
Some of them snap.
But I loved.
Oh, no.
When these women would come in with these bellies and, won't the damn waist belt.
Y'all.
And I'd be like, ma'am, in order for you to be comfortable in this, I think you don't need it.
Yo.
Because I used to work at Express. And that's when you had to wear the clothes. That, and of course, my ass was too big for
you
the clothes.
Couldn't wear the pants.
Hell no, I couldn't wear the pants.
I know.
So then, you know, of course, I would always get in trouble because I wouldn't wear the clothes. I'd be like, so what the fuck you want me to do? You want me to? You want me
just wear the blazers? No, you're at, damn. Did you always have titties?
My titties was bigger than they are now.
Yeah, you couldn't even wear the button down shirts. Remember how not with your waist, you couldn't wear no button down shirts.
I couldn't, girl.
The shirt that actually fit your shoulders was probably a small. And your titties was completely an extra large.
Yes.
What you gonna do with them titties? Well, I'm going to buy the extra large shirt, and what they will tell you to do is take it to a tailor or your local cleaners, and what they will do is dart the backs and the fronts of your shirt. So now that shirt feels like and looks like $1 million when you only spent $65.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay? That's what they tell you to do. What we actually do is get mad and say, fuck that shit. I ain't buying none of that shit. Y'all got me fucked up. Because if I got to spend $65 on this shirt and then get my dumb ass 15% or 20% discount off of this shit because I work here as an employee, then I'm going to have to spend that same 15, 20% that I took off of this shirt on getting it now tailored. So now you got a $135 shirt.
Exactly. Or you could be like the bras that used to come in on the weekend. They'll come get all the shit that they need to wear. They wear that shit on the weekend. They put that motherfucking tape on the bottom of them shoes. Well, so after they're finished, they take the tape off and they return all the shit back.
Wow.
Now.
I could never.
It was one.
I love clothes too much, y'all.
I get that. Me too, especially if it fits well.
Nigga, I'm never bringing this.
Never. The fuck?
Never. It's mine.
However, this one time when this girl brought it back, I couldn't help myself, y'all. I couldn't. I said, hey, girl. You had a good weekend, didn't you? She said, I did. How you know? I said, I could smell it in these clothes.
Damn.
She looked at me. She said, for real? I said, yeah. It's loud, ma'am.
Damn.
I said, so what I'm going to do is, because they ain't going to put my name on this return, I'm going to walk away from the register and have my coworker take care of you, all right? Nope, not me. which leads me into, I would never be a server now, because when motherfuckers walk out on the bill, they take the shit out of the server's check.
Really? See, that's another thing. You can't steal from the restaurants, because then the servers gotta pay for it. But DoorDash can eat your shit, and guess what? They back to steal another fry another day.
Uh-huh.
They got me for like 4 milkshakes, guaranteed. Like a couple of lemonades. It was one for a fact that I ordered from Taco Bell. They never sent that shit, and I was pissed.
Hey, y'all, she feels some type of way because she went into a whole story about it.
Sorry.
No, I ain't.
Servers, that's fucked up, though. They already don't pay y'all shit, and y'all survive off of tips. And then here come people with these goofy-ass, stupid-ass orders. Ain't nan shit on the menu, but you done made that shit so that it can fit your goofy-ass palate. If you wanted all of these things off of the food, then guess what? You should have made your own food. But you at this restaurant and you had to pick from a menu, and that menu tell you what come on it. And that's it.
It's not even that simple. These motherfuckers walked out on the check.
I've done that before, but I was a kid.
Yeah, so when they walked out,
when you're an adult,
this was a
up.
$300 bill.
What? Where was y'all at?
I'll tell you off mic.
Oh, shit.
So how the hell do you make this server pay $300? That means she worked for free that night.
She worked for free a couple of nights. Y'all got me fucked up.
Ain't no way, boy.
Ain't no way. God damn, bro. Y'all got to stop doing that shit. $300 is insane. I mean, one, I'm just not at the level of hunger. Ever for going to a restaurant and spending $300.
Oh no, it's a bar there too, though.
That's not where I'm not at the level ever to drink. Girl, where I have to pay
that
$300.
Much.
No, P- Period. Never gone to a bar and had to pay my own drinks. Like, that's not a fucking thing. I don't get used to that, except in adulthood, where now I feel like I go somewhere and now I gotta buy the drink. The fuck? I didn't ask to be the goddamn boss and buy everybody drinks at the table. Where the fuck is the other person who comes in and goes, oh, you guys got that? I hang out with owners of restaurants, y'all. I'm sorry, I'm spoiled. I'm sorry.
I get it.
I grew up with a daddy who only drank Hennessy and green tea and water. That's it.
That's
any
all.
Other drinks that would come through the house, guess what? They stayed at the house and he wouldn't drink them. So again, that's free drinks. I'm spoiled.
That's fine.
I worked and sung at a bar. I ain't never had to buy no drink.
Yeah.
I'm never going anywhere where a bill is $300. And I'm ever paying. That's never, like, I mean, let me take that back. That can be a goal. Okay? Let me put that on my goal list. So we'll do, like, grip traps. And we'll do, like, girls traps. And I'll just be like, no, fuck it, bitches. I got you, hoes. Put it on the card. Put it on the card. And I'm not going to say card in this term because party is in Cardi. So put it on the card. Okay.
That's hilarious.
And then I'll have y'all just spin it up because I want to spin with my bitches and we going to flick it up. But guess what I'm not going to do? At my big age, run out on no bill.
Because that's stupid.
Because you shouldn't have ordered it.
Why are you outside?
You hungry ass poor bitch. What the fuck are you doing?
Why are you outside?
Why are you out here? Why are you out here? I hang out with people who fight over checks.
Okay, right.
Who can get the fucking check?
Thank you.
Not, hey, start the car, because this shit crazy. Y'all fucking see this? Did you not Google this shit beforehand? Why are you niggas just going blindly into places? Now I'm believing that you hoes is doing this shit on purpose.
Yeah.
So either you asking niggas to take you somewhere that your ass ain't never been and could never afford and could never go back again, or this is a setup, and somebody can get jailed for that.
Real talk, man. Y'all doing real stupid shit.
Just for what? For the Instagram?
Yeah, that's stupid.
Where the leftovers at? Oh, ain't none. Because you ain't get no takeaway box because your goofy ass ran out.
Goof ass.
We did that when I was 15 years old. Not 15 years later will I ever. You got me fucked up.
That feels weird. That's
it's
weird.
It's stupid.
That's weird.
It's stupid things that kids do. It's not shit. And again, kids do at lower level places.
Right.
Let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
You could have run out of check at the Pizza Hut when it was the real Pizza Hut. Like, where the restaurant had sit downs and it looked like a hut.
And it had the salad bar in the
it
middle.
Had a whole salad bar.
Yes.
You can run out of Ruby Tuesdays. Okay.
Oh, damn. Ruby Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I forgot about them. Because
they tried to stunt on Fridays and then Fridays was like, get y'all whole asses out of here. Push that nigga off me like, That's what they did. So, yeah, no. Not at y'all big age, y'all doing this. Because y'all doing this for the internet. Side note, a whole bunch of other little kids, like 11-year-olds. I see y'all out here have been stealing the Kias and shit. But now you niggas is stealing everything. Like,
what they stealing
they
now?
They going on joyrides in people's cars. And they like 11 years old and shit with their guns and shit out on the internet. It's different sets and hoods being birthed everywhere. Russia got a goddamn school shooting for the first time in history.
What the fuck is happening?
Chicago, nigga. That's what happened. That's really what did it. Not for nothing that Chicago just been able to do whatever the fuck they want. Russia saw that and was like, cool.
We doing it too.
We finna take Ukraine. And everybody like, why Ukraine? They your next door neighbor. They like, yeah, fuck them. Nigga, they with you. When we see y'all, we thought y'all was all one place.
I really did.
Exactly. They didn't. They did not. Because racism is racism everywhere you go.
Yeah.
That shit's nuts. But yeah, Russia had their first school shooting. That's wild.
Welcome.
My bad. I was trying to hit that button.
You good.
Another crazy thing that's happened was, a multi-unit apartment building has blown up on the west side.
Oh, that doesn't sound intentional.
Oh, nigga, it wasn't. It was a gas explosion.
Oh,
that
shit
blew up from the inside. Took two floors of that bitch with it. Blew out, actually, onto the streets. Fucked up the three cars that was parked in front of the building. Like,
was there anybody in there?
It was people in there.
Are they still alive?
I don't know yet.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I don't know yet.
Stay tuned, y'all.
Right. What I do know is, here's what's crazy about this story. It's not that the people didn't got blown up. It's not that the people that now lost their homes. It's not that people are in the hospital. It's not that other people's houses next door to them have also now been fucked up. It's not that people ain't got transportation because their cars has been fucked up because they was just parked outside. They didn't do shit.
Right.
It's not that some people, you know, ain't got homes no more because they wasn't even at home.
Can you imagine?
So you came back home to shit. Rubble.
Oh, man.
Barney Rubble is what you came outside to.
I would be livid. Okay, livid.
The apartment complex, who's owned by their own business, right? They tell them, hey, well, we do have another set of complexes that you guys are welcome to move to. You know, we'll eat the cost of, you know, your moving cost and stuff like that. But yeah, we understand that it's displacement and things like that. But, right. You know, we're going to work together with the tenants, right? Some of the tenants get on the news and go, but why the apartments that they're moving us into, why do they have rent increases? Over $150 a month now. More.
Wow.
To move into those buildings that, remember, you have barely any furniture to move into anyway.
Thank you.
How you gonna move there? Because you ain't got no car. Anyway, what happened to your jobs? Most of those
people
couldn't
get to them because you ain't had no car.
Most of those people are injured. How they gonna pay for their hospital bills?
I'm dead.
And your rent increase? How they gonna get to their jobs now that they ain't got no car to then pay for the rent increase or their hospital bills?
Y'all are fucking criminals.
What the fuck are y'all gonna be even moving in? What are you moving in? Your person? I ain't got no bed left or nothing, Jesus.
Ain't got shit.
Ain't got shit. And you like, yeah, you can come on over here. We sorry that happened to y'all. But also, once you get over here real quick.
Your rent going to increase by $150.
It's $150 actually for you to live in this building. Sorry, we don't have anything more in your price range. But what?
Yeah, that's terrible. How about one of my clients was just telling me today that she didn't want to renew her lease in this house she's renting because mm-hmm. they went up $250 uh-huh. per month. Where do y'all think this fucking money is coming from?
Listen, I know y'all saw the scammers getting it in during the pandemic, but guess what?
We ain't one of those.
We ain't them.
Man, okay. Fuck.
Not only are we ain't them, but the rest of the world honestly ain't them. So much so that y'all have literally taken the houses that y'all just marked up the prices on everything. Y'all was like, oh, we getting to it. Oh, pandemic. Everybody gonna pay crazy for this. Oh, it's gonna be a recession. Niggas, do you not understand that just like Azalea Banks did to Nicki Minaj, the way that you scare somebody into saying that they're doing voodoo on you is to tell somebody that they're doing voodoo on you.
Yeah.
So with the scare of recession, guess what had happened?
It made y'all buy more shit.
And create a recession. Mark up prices. Run it up. Do the dumbest shit. And then think that somebody else is going to pay your markup price when we know for a fact you ain't did shit to get there. No, goofies. It's going to pop. The bubble always fucking pops. And that's why all of y'all are now going back to those homes.
Yeah.
Start working through your budgets a little bit more. Like, oh, I thought I was gonna be able to sell it quick like last year. No, it ain't fucking last year, because we saw what you niggas did. Mm-hmm. We saw how y'all ran it up for absolutely nothing, didn't fix the shit that you said you was gonna fix.
Right.
You didn't do anything. You ain't getting no new windows or nothing, Jesus. You just came in and put some white paint on the walls and was like, ooh, new apartment. Nigga, I saw one bedroom studios even for $150,000. And they looked like they had never been touched since 1963.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you ask for $150,000 and you not do anything? You didn't even change the flooring to flooring instead of carpet. You ain't do shit.
Right.
And then you like, no, because you know carpet is more expensive. Yeah, in high-end apartments, not this shit you got.
Right, you get this from a Home Depot.
You got this shit for 38 cents a square foot. Stop fucking playing with me. Put that shit up. Spend some money, you'll get some money back.
It's 53 cents, actually.
You know. Spend some money and you'll get some money back. That's it.
They don't believe
in that.
You want
your shit to go off. You want your business to pop off, but you ain't did shit. You just sat in your house and just said, now I got a business. No, bitch, that's not how it works. You actually got to work. Okay?
What?
Oh. Speaking of working, I ran across something today.
Mm-hmm.
A sound, if you will, that actually made my day.
Okay.
And I'll actually, take it. Scotty wants to come on with his wife. This might be good.
Indeed.
That might be good.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the sound that I ran across today, and it actually made my heart smile because it is about, you know, spending money wisely. You ready?
Yeah.
So the title of this is How Couples Go Broke Trying to Be Romantic.
Oh, I didn't watch this. Okay. Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
That you can do. You never want to tie.
Is there a chance?
The stupidest thing that you can do. You never want to tie two people to one mortgage. So now you have this $300,000 mortgage and you both put your names on the mortgage. So now it looks like your family has $600,000 worth of debt when it's really only $300,000 worth of debt. So whoever has the highest income and can get finance for that home by themselves, they should go get that home. In fact, you should both buy multifamily homes first and then bring your kingdom and queendom or however it worked for you together. That's how we start building wealth as a community. The friends follow the blueprint. They follow Matt's blueprint. They follow the multifamily master plan. And now they have double the wealth that you have because you wanted to do the romantic thing.
I know, but I just want to buy our first house together. You know, it's our big investment. We're going to live there. We're going to have our kids there. We're going to buy our first house. You trying to create wealth or you trying to look cute on paper?
That's the first time I've ever heard that information. So that makes so much more sense. So all these times, you know, because, okay, so I didn't get a lot of things from my mother. Let me start this sentence over. Because that came out all the way wrong.
Because you know where I'm coming from. I know.
I got to clarify for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing that my mother did tell me was about finances.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the first time I've ever heard that. Because you remember how the older folks always be like, oh, well, don't just put your name on,
He got to be on it, too. And he just going to run up your credit. He just going to, yes, but he should be running up his own also.
That part.
The whole point is for you as an individual to be respected from the government or by the government to be able to hold some of they fucking promissory notes.
Yeah.
But if you just go into it head first and you're just like, we need to do this together. Yes, I feel you. But by doing it together, that means coming with something first. Have your own first.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that, please?
Have your own first.
Because I don't think some of these quote unquote bad bitches heard you. Please say it again.
Have your own first.
Because you can't come to the table talking about, I'm the table. Well, shit, this must be the motherfucking card table that be...
It's a folding table.
That part.
Pop up.
Pop out.
You know what? If I'm a folding table, then I am my antique wooden folding table, which I don't think you've ever seen. It is a 3x3 wooden folding table that I don't think like exists anymore in this world. It's pretty great. It's pretty awesome. The legs like fold underneath. Like it's beautiful. It's heavy as shit. But I got a table.
But it's beautiful.
And I got my own.
Yeah.
And the point of having my own was to find somebody else who wanted his own so much that he went and got his own too. And that's what you got to do. But in terms of property, that shit is smart as fuck.
Yeah.
Because when you think about what you're asking from the government and then being like, oh, yeah, you think they just going to see you as, oh, okay, it's just 300. Right there, like that is the perfect amount. Okay, yeah, no, we're loaning them 300. What everybody else is saying, no, we're loaning you 600 because it's two of you.
That's why they ask how many occupants, who else is going to be on the mortgage, who does all these other things. Just like when they ask you when you want to rent apartments, how many people is going to be occupying it and shit, because it's just to know how much they can charge your ass.
Period. So, and that's how you do it because that's how anybody else does it. Doing it smart. People have come over to this country from everywhere else and been able to hunker down and live in the same fucking back alley building, all in the same house, stack up. And then what do they go out and do? They give each of the people there their own.
Absolutely.
Because that's how it works.
Yeah. You only thrive by actually doing stuff. That means that you have to make sacrifices, though. That don't mean, okay, instead of getting Henny, I'm going to get Douce. Or instead of getting Douce, I'm going to get, or instead of buying this, you know, this Nike outfit, I'm going to go over here. No, it's none of those things. Like, you actually have to put yourself on a bare minimum in order for you to have a maximum result.
Because if you're not trying to only do the bare minimum, guess what you got to do? You got to make money 2 times more than you spend it.
All the time.
Even better, 7 times more than what you spend it.
Yeah, because even apartments want you to make 3 times for rent. So if you really want the life that you want.
Girl, you go downtown and they asking for 4 times the rent.
Baby.
And I'm trying to get them.
Tell me something without telling me something.
I'm trying not to even rent. Okay. And because of that, because I have that in my mind, I have to think about things differently. Because we've learned about marriage and stuff in just these ways of love, whereas that's all that it matters. And that's not true.
How about half the shit that they told you about love is not true? Because, and it doesn't exist.
It don't exist. So everybody making this shit up because of what, movies?
Yeah, and guess,
TV shows?
And guess what movies come from, guys? Somebody else's fucking idea.
Imagination.
Hello.
And guess what? You still ain't them.
Nope.
You ain't that character.
Nope.
That bitch ain't you.
Nope.
She ain't even real.
Nope. That's why you shouldn't ask other people advice about your own damn relationship.
Oh my God. All you can do is remain impartial, because what you would do is not what they will do.
Exactly.
They're not you. They should not do what you would do.
And on top of that too, if you would just be present in what you're in, you kind of wouldn't have any questions.
You would figure it out.
Yeah.
Because that's all we got to lean on, is to figure it out. Love is about constantly figuring that shit out. Because you figuring yourself out.
That part.
So how you don't give grace to somebody else. But what we can do is help each other with information like that. That was a good seed. Mm-hmm. I heard it today. I said, what the fuck? Smartest shit. I've been doing that. That's crazy. That's okay. What I was thinking.
Whole time.
That's crazy. I'm with that.
Yeah.
I'm with that. I hope you guys are too. It's not that I hope you are too. I just hope that you understand that some things in this country run by certain rules, and you can avoid it for however long you want to.
Right.
But Uncle Sam and his cousins.
And them. They gonna get your ass.
They still coming for you.
They on your ass.
They coming for you.
Anything that asks for your social security number, they on your ass.
They want you, my nigga. At some point, you gotta fucking give in. And unless you trying to be just an enemy of the state and fucking leave and get dual citizenship somewhere else, until you do that, guess what? You gotta abide by certain financial rules. And there are a lot of loopholes because they're rules written by people.
Exactly. And you know people always make mistakes.
Nigga.
So just play the game, do your education, and get to the money.
Period. I like that. All right. So we finna get to the money. Let's get to this money. Something that was really crazy that I saw before we leave. Which I'm gonna, I guess, research more of this.
Okay.
Because I'm a little confusion. I'm not sure if it's gonna actually work. But there's a new religion.
What? Okay.
I'm gonna let y'all Google everything later. But there's a new religion, and it just became adopted by the 7 world religions Congress
A
new religion.
Oh, so this is dead ass or live ass?
Mm-hmm.
Religion ass.
It's religion shit. So, just put it in your minds. I'll do more research before I even bring this to you. But think of Krishlam.
Yep.
As you guys walk away on that and ponder.
Wow. That was a good one, TT.
Krishlam. We'll talk about it later. I have not had enough time to research this shit.
Man.
But this shit just happened, so I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? Like, what the fuck? I have been flabbergasted all day, but what the fuck?
Wow.
So we just allowed it. What the fuck? It's a, what? I feel like pointing at God and being like, nigga, you letting this shit happen? Hey, my nigga.
We down
what the
here.
Fuck?
We out here.
This shit finna blow up. Like, dead ass. Whatever.
Oh, that got morbid real quick.
So while they doing that, here's some more financial wealth.
Success long before they're born, and it's not even that complicated. I can explain it to you. I'm Vivian, your rich BFF, and your favorite Wall Street girlie who's gonna give you this generational wealth secret. Before my kids even born, I'm starting up a 529 plan. It is an investment account that allows you to save and invest for educational costs. I'm gonna set myself as the beneficiary and start contributing to it right away. The big benefit of using this account is that it's tax advantaged. I'm probably getting a state income tax deduction every year when I'm contributing to it, and I won't have to pay federal or state income taxes on the earnings. Once my kid is adopted or born, I will then reassign the account from me to them. Whether it's private school, growing up, or college, we will be able to withdraw money from this 529 plan tax-free to pay for these educational costs. Best part, if my kid's a star athlete or gets a scholarship and doesn't use all the money in the account, I can roll it over to one of their siblings or myself for the golf academy or cooking classes in retirement. Rich people set up their kids for success.
So I first heard about that plan last year. Mm. Okay, my kids are fucking 16 and 17. What? Unfortunately, I can't do anything about this except to teach them about it from when they have children.
Don't you love how information gets to you when it's like, what the fuck?
Right.
Like, what am I going to do with this now? And it's like, keep telling other people.
Right. And you're like, oh. And it's not like you don't want to help other people. You're just like, the fuck, man?
I thought this was me.
Right.
I needed it.
It would have been nice had this happened a while ago, but okay. But things happen when they're supposed to happen, though.
See, the fact that you knew about it, though, that's enough.
Right.
You got to be the messenger now. If it's not for you, it could be for somebody else.
Absolutely.
So I decided to share that with y'all because I ain't got kids and I ain't planning on having them. But y'all completely are still having children, okay? You
all
have not stopped fucking. You have not stopped netting in people. You have not started swallowing. I told y'all what y'all could have done, but y'all said no. You said, no, I want it in my vagina. And I said, you sure? Plenty of other places you can go.
It grows different things down there.
That's about to,
where the wild things
that's
grow.
That's where the wild things grow.
Not
stay
more.
Out of there, crow. Stay far away from those lands.
Spoon.
The wetlands, if you will. More. Stay away from the wetlands. Things grow there.
A monster mash.
Humans. With their little human fingers and human baby faces.
Yeah.
And then those baby faces turn to adult human faces that ask you for money.
And always need a ride.
And when they get sick, they just never do what you tell them to do.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
You talking about kids or men?
Both.
Oh, okay.
Both of them.
Sorry, it's probably because I was talking shit.
See, you had to catch yourself.
Choked on my spit.
Okay.
All right, all right, y'all.
I feel. I'm like, do y'all want one more gym before we go?
You got one?
No, I think we can talk about it later.
Okay, cool.
Okay. I was like, oh, okay, y'all done? Okay. Well, in that case. Let's see. What song do I want to end this with? What do y'all want? Y'all want some angry? You want some twerk like? You want some?
I feel like since we ended off like on that good information, we want something good, upbeat, twerk worthy.
Good, upbeat, twerk worthy.
Because you know, money make your ass move.
Oh, you know what?
At least it make mine move. I'm like, oh shit, we going on a trip. Oh fuck.
You know what? It do.
Uh-huh.
It do make you want.
Uh-huh.
Well. Okay. Okay.
So many to choose from.
It is. I was like, oh, happy. But you know what? Let's go with this. I like it. We play this.
Make sure y'all like,
comment,
share,
subscribe,
and twerk it out.
And stay ratchet, motherfuckers. All the baddies feeling on my songs. Talking my shit, you know what I'm on. Big bangs with a big don. When I touch it, can't do nothing wrong. Name ring bells, no intercom. Body banging, busting out the phone. Giving sloppy toppy with my bowling on. Stick it on me, baby, nothing long. I'm never regular. I be running this shit like a senator. All these niggas be ringing my cellular. You a five, but you know I'm a ten and I step up them dead and all. Know you love it, sookie, sookie. Eat the pussy like a pussy. Know you feeling for the cookie. Need a pro, no rookie. Baby, dear. Hola, shake that shit. Baby, dip. Can you make it dip? Baby, dip. Hola, shake that shit. Baby, dip. Can you make it dip? Dandada, big guala, big back, big stack, big, big mama. Ready with the semi, to get like a top shutter. Holy gun, man, gon' make me swallow. Dung in my belly, dung in your throat, bitch. Fuck up in a jelly, can you make my throat twitch? Beat it like a semi, ready for the dealings. Them type of fuck, me got feelings. Them type of fuck, me get hook. They shout the thing like a name cook. Real bad gal, no for take hood. What you mean? Gal, you for set good. Iced out, busy, wrist too heavy. Done too shelly. Armed and ready, way too steady. Big thigh, let me like Nelly Kelly. Baby, dip. Hola, shake that shit. Baby, dip. Can you make it dip? Baby, dip. Hola, shake that shit. Baby, dip. Can you make it dip? You know I'm a baddie, you know I'm a baddie. Starting off gold like Gaddafi. I'm in the Ferrari, come fuck with the Stally. About to bowl out with your daddy. Nigerian man, good up and strong. Skin out and beat it like Budung Badang. Yard man, give me the wickedest scam. Drill on me, bat man, me wap on me hand. For the whole day.